This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Miguel Sanchez of St. Matthew Catholic Church of Charlotte.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, his name Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year. I hope you didn't party until late, or should I say early this morning, because I have the feeling you're going to be agreeing with everything that Father Sanchez is going to be saying. Yes. How wonderful it is to know that we all have a mother who cares for us unconditionally. Jesus, the Son of God, wanted to experience the same love of a mother like us as well. But what does the title Mary, Mother of God means? Does that mean that Mary is greater than God? This title means that Jesus took on actual flesh. But it also means that Mary is not a mother in a generic or analogical sense, but in a real way, like any other mother. However, she had the privilege of being the mother of Jesus, whom we know to be God himself, and therefore we give her the title of Mother of God. She is our blessed mother too, for Jesus looked at us, each one of us, and said, "Behold your mother, receive her lovingly and care for her with the greatest respect." From the image of Mary presented in the gospel, and in particular today, the encounter of the shepherds, I like to reflect on something that the gospel writer says. Mary treasured all these things in her heart. The simple words of the gospel about Mary treasure all these things in her heart and reflect on them are mentioned twice throughout the gospels. Here we have an important and hardly noticed words about Mary. Why should these guarding and pondering be specifically mentioned, indeed singled out for the second time, in relation to the 14-year-old girl whose words puzzle her, if it doesn't have a specific meaning for the church that will take shape later? This situation may even move us to ponder, why do we keep some memories and forget others? According to psychology, a normal function of emotion is to enhance memory in order to improve and recall experiences that have importance and relevance for us. In other words, emotions act like highlighters to emphasize certain aspects of experiences to make them more memorable. Therefore, the higher the emotion, the greater memory we're able to keep. Unfortunately, this is also true for traumatic experiences. So when we connect this knowledge to the life of Mary, we can deduce that Mary was able to keep all these events in her heart because her emotions were over the top. Or to put it in a different way, because she loved God so much that it was almost impossible for her not to keep these memories. This is why it is important for her to pay attention, because she knows this is something special. And so this is also why a lot of the mothers will never forget their special experiences with their children, either whether they're positive or negative. And this is also why Father Sanchez's homilies are so easily forgotten, because of the lack of emotions. But going back to my point, Mary treasured all these things in her heart. It suggests something more present and dynamic, more life-giving than a mere mental storage of words. She, like a tender mother, will always have a space to store the words of God, the words of the angels, and the words of the shepherds who came to announce the wonders of God. Therefore, it would not be surprising if, when the time was right, she would relay to the church many of these words that she had kept inside, perhaps through the evangelist John, in whose house she lived and with whom she certainly should have spoken very often about her son. Where else will we have learned so many details about the infancy of Jesus? This is also significant when we pray the rosary. The mysteries of Christ must be considered and venerated through her eyes and through her heart, the memories of Mary with her son. Any devotion in general to Mary is not something sentimental. Rather, it is an entry into the inexhaustible source of understanding of God's saving mysteries that affect the entire world, but each one of us in particular. Today, as we place the beginning of this year through the intercession of Mary, we ask her as brothers of Jesus, but we also ask her as sons of Mary, for an enduring understanding of the lasting relationship with Jesus throughout this year, but in general, throughout our life. Mary can bless us, not in her own name, but in Jesus' name. Whatever may be in store for us in this new year, know that we're not alone. Jesus and Mary are with us. And therefore, to echo the words of the first reading, we ask God that he may bless us and keep us during this year. May the Lord let his face shine upon us and be gracious to us. May the Lord look upon us kindly and give us his peace.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.